The Catholic Church sex abuse scandal continues to result in more criminal acts being revealed after decades of denial and efforts to hide and coddle criminal priests by the church. Many believe that this is only happening because state lawmakers and law enforcement have decided the church has had long enough to clean their mess, and now it's time for others to get involved. My next guest is here to review some of the latest discoveries and actions here in New Jersey. He is the director of the New Jersey offices of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by a Priest, and himself is a survivor of a pedophile priest assault, Mark Crawford. Thanks for being back here with us again, Mark.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here this morning. Thank you.
SNAPnetwork.org/new_Jersey. Of course, we have a link over at our site. That's where you can learn more about the work of the SNAP Network here in New Jersey. If you go to SNAPnetwork.org, you can find the chapter in your state if you are listening on the stream. You recently had an op-ed in the Ledger and NJ.com. It was entitled, "I'm a Survivor of Clergy Sexual Abuse. Here's What New Jersey Should Do to Protect Victims." Briefly overview, what's a priority that needs to be done, and is the state taking that step in that priority?
Well, we're moving towards it. Certainly more needs to be done, and victims do, there's legislation pending before New Jersey legislature that would eliminate the statute of limitations for child sexual abuse. It also expands the category of those who may be held accountable. Now, I can't even believe this would be debated, right? Most people in New Jersey feel the same way. The time limits or bars to victims being able to even access our judicial system is really protects predators and allows them to continue. Child abuse thrives in secrecy and silence, and that's what we've witnessed, right? So for years, the church, since 2002, right, the Boston Globe revealed the systemic abuse of children by clergy throughout the nation and throughout the world, eventually, we learned. But bishops continue to cover it up. We see that in the McCarrick case and many others, right? Now, only because of that and the Pennsylvania grand jury investigation, which for just part of the state revealed that there were over 300 clergy who abused more than 1,000 children, has motivated civil authorities to now investigate and pursue statewide investigations of these institutions that have, kind of shuffled these known abusers about, resulting in more harm, right, to children. So right. It's a matter of public safety. And sure. Now that law enforcement, thankfully, is getting involved and digging into this, now dioceses throughout the country are beginning to release limited lists of priests who abused that they're aware of, so they claim. And, it's just not enough. Laws need to be instituted in every state that gives any victim of sexual abuse, not just by a member of the clergy, but whether it be a scout or a teacher or any other profession, right, access to our civil justice system. And for that effect, we need to eliminate these statute of limitations against victims of child sexual abuse.
Which has been legislation primarily pushed by State Senator Vitale, who I've had on the show a couple of times, too, talking at length about this. But it seems like the Catholic Conference, those are the, of course, in New Jersey and everywhere else, but especially in New Jersey, lobbyist lawyers who represent the New Jersey bishops of the Catholic Church, they're the ones who seem to have some weight to push down on this from ever coming to pass.
Absolutely, they have. They are the official lobbying arm of the Catholic bishops. Every state has it. The Catholic Conference, the local bishop, in this case Cardinal Tobin, would be in charge of that organization. And yes, they oppose vehemently any modifications to our statute of limitations, primarily because, of course, victims insist that there be a form of look back, which is critically important. If we fail to recognize that any institution that knowingly allows children to be in harm's be put into harm's way. We're sending a wrong message if we say, okay, you can get away with that. We're going to forget all about that in the past and not hold you accountable. And what message does that send? If you lie, conceal, or harbor known predators long enough, you can get away with that. And that's not the message to send. There has to be justice, accountability. And it's important to keep in mind that time and time again, when victims came forward, they were often misled about what the church knew, what the offender or the accused cleric might have done previously. And so for that reason, these victims deserve at least their day in court. Further, there's many cases where there is solid proof that cannot be pursued because of the statute of limitations. And nobody cries about that injustice. It's time. It's time for New Jersey lawmakers to act. There's broad bipartisan support. We need our Senate president and Assembly Speaker of the House to allow these bills to be heard in committee so that these bills can advance. And so far, for some unknown reason, we cannot seem to get a hearing in committee.
Well, Cardinal Tobin, as he has professed to be one in favor of reform and repair, one of the first things that the Cardinal could do would be to call off his legal dogs. That would be a good, that would be a step in the right direction.
It certainly would. And we've asked him to do that. We hope he would. There's no indication that he has. Compensation plan here that they're rolling out, they often say, look, this, you know, they want to act as if that's going to cover their end. But again, it's important to note that those compensation plans being offered by the church, one, do not include about a third of clergy abuse victims. They said they would not consider or include anyone abused by a religious order priest. So that discounts quite a bit. Again, during any type of hearing with an independent arbitrator the church is saying they've brought on, there's no discovery. They're not going to tell you what they knew, when they knew it, or who else was abused or might have been abused before you. And that will only happen when these cases can get to our justice system where discovery can be made and that evidence is unearthed. So this is about keeping those secrets secret. You can't be seen any other way. There may be a few victims who can avail themselves of this. If they don't want to go through a civil court proceeding, that's fine. But the problem is, it truly does not allow for true disclosure of what they have known and what these predators have done. And victims need to be aware of that. It's really important. And hopefully they find justice. But again, as long as the law doesn't change, these compensation plans, you know, they can offer them. There's no impetus. There's no real impetus to force them to change. So we're not, I'm not supportive of such plans, and it should never replace statewide legislation that would protect all victims, not just some.
Colin Moore Crawford, who heads the New Jersey offices of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by a Priest, snapnetwork.org/new_Jersey is a website for New Jersey offices. And you go to snapnetwork.org if you're listening on the stream, find the offices that are doing this important work in your state. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Mentioned the intro, and you've alluded to as well, Mark, that law enforcement and state government is maybe the best way to make inroads, and we certainly our attorney general seems to be dedicated to bringing reality to the situation. Maybe best evidence of, by this past week, the arrest of Father Tom Ganley from Phillipsburg, and this is being called the first criminal case filed by the New Jersey Clergy Abuse Task Force, which was formed last September to investigate allegations of clergy abuse. Of course, it's also set up the hotline where they had, I believe, over 350 tips that were called in so far. And the staffing has had to be increased because of the number of calls that the hotline has been getting. The hotline, by the way, is 855-363-6548, 855-363-6548. But if you look at the story of Ganley, and it's still an active one too, so there might be more victims of this predator priest. Maybe this is one of those steps toward the light that we were hoping for.
Absolutely. And I will tell you, it is only due to such actions that our church leadership has begun to take any action. For 20 years, SNAP has called on the New Jersey bishops to release the lists of known clergy and child abusing clergy. They've asked them to release what they knew about these men, where they've served. Not a word, not a single response. Now that they are under investigation by the state civil authorities, now finally they're talking about releasing a list and offering a compensation plan. But again, this is too little, too late, and very self-serving. Certainly we welcome the release of information. But again, it's important and includes all. It shouldn't be limited to any known abuser, whether dead or alive, no matter how long ago it might have happened. So we hope that's what they'll put out. But it's a proven fact. If we look at what just happened 2-3 weeks ago in Chicago, in Illinois, in the state of Illinois, a similar investigation was launched. The church released the names of the five dioceses throughout Illinois, told the attorney general of 185 priests who had abused. But when they went through their investigation, they found the actual number at 685. Yes. 500 were not reported to them by Catholic authorities. So it's staggering. The truth will only come out when civil authorities investigate and pursue. The victims need to come out, and the victims need to be heard. And that is finally happening, and it has motivated some action on behalf of the church. But again, it can be no substitute for protecting the people of this state. We shouldn't be protecting institutions or predators. We need to protect the people and the children, right, who are most vulnerable or who could be victimized. Mm-hmm. And that will only happen, that the impetus for that change and reform will happen when these institutions, all institutions, can either be held accountable or must be held accountable, and there must be consequences for their failures to act. So
equally important,
it is a positive.
Equally important, definitely, too, these organizations, the church in particular, the Catholic Church in particular, they have to stop trying to run out the clock as another means of protecting the abusive, raping priests that they've been giving cover to all these years.
Well, they've clearly done that in many cases in my own situation. I mean, they've known they did fail to report these men to civil authorities. They conduct their own internal investigations. These men are not investigators. Far too many have been cleared and returned to ministry. When now that the civil investigations are occurring, you see them now starting to remove clergy who were abused years ago, and they are suddenly relooking at or reopening cases that they had previously cleared and returned these men to ministry. The Father Ganley case, I want to note, he was in Woodbridge, New Jersey first, where some of those, where that abuse had occurred. And he took this individual apparently across state lines to Florida, Washington, D.C., and so it's quite incredible. It's interesting to note that he was assigned here or in the Woodbridge area, in Island, actually, St. Cecilia's, and was moved clear across the state and then now serving as a chaplain, hospital chaplain in that ministry. So it really causes me to question, gee, did they know something sooner? It's quite interesting. But yes, because of this woman came forth to the attorney general's hotline is what led to the subsequent charges and arrest of Father Ganley. And apparently he even admitted to these assaults on a recorded line. So, and with the prosecutors. So, again, it's more than tragic. I mean, time and time again, much of this could have been prevented, and our church leadership, our bishops, failed to act time and time again. So it's a must that civil authorities step in, investigate, get to the real bottom of this. If we want any true accounting for the full extent of the abuse of children here in New Jersey and in every state in this country.
The New Jersey Clergy Abuse Hotline, again, it's 24/7, 855-363-6548, 855-363-6548. It's a horror story, to be sure, but it's a horror story that must be confronted, because that is the only way that resolution will come about and as much healing for the victims can possibly take place. It's just a matter of, don't you want the truth and the reality? And that's that of those in civilian life, in law enforcement, and at the top of my list of asking that question, I'm asking the Catholic Church, do you not want the truth to be known? Learn more about the work of SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by a Priest, snapnetwork.org in New Jersey /new_Jersey. Mark Crawford, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Chris.